When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Who's the best like looking guy coming to the rink? Who's got the best sty?
On the team?
Yeah, on the
team. Just not Crusaders coming in.
Myself.
Myself. He thought about it from myself.
To Pucks in Deep, episode number 150 here. That's a biggie.
It is. That's massive. That's so many eppies.
It's a lot of eppies. A lot of Atlantic guests. I don't think it gets any better than a twofer Atlantic today. Stick around with us here. We have a Take Profit Trader sponsored episode. That's right. Two NIL players not only getting it done on the sheet, getting it done with trades. We have Jack Ricketts and Matt Guerra from Holy Cross joining us later. Awesome interview coming in. Not only talking about their experience with TPT, obviously we're big friends with them now, you know, going through the gauntlet with them, so to speak, but also they're having a good year. You know, they started out, what was it, like 5-0. They cracked top 20 for ECH.
Yeah.
They've beaten up some Hockey East teams. So we have a really good interview coming with them later. Right now, I think we're itching for some puck, James.
God. It's only 1 week off if you really think about it. It feels like forever.
You know,
that's like a week and a half, 2 weeks.
I've crushed a lot of Atlantic tape getting ready for this one, and I was just like, I would die for an RMU Holy Cross matchup right now.
I like the job that Holy Cross has done on their social media this year. Good job.
Pretty solid stuff.
Pretty solid. It's much easier to follow the team. I feel more invested.
Exactly. Every team should, you know,
follow along, follow suit.
Yeah. Looking at you, you know, actually, you know,
everyone.
I was gonna,
just everyone.
Basically everybody.
RIT's better. Done good this year too.
Unless you're
Canisius
Michigan,
has done some.
You know, like you're probably you could probably do more.
It's a big thing though. Social media, these teams need to do more to grow it. Spend the money.
Exactly. But also, God, just get the boys back out there. Yeah. We need more. The holiday tournaments, they are coming up next weekend. Right now, we're just juiced going over some scrimmage tape from USA World Juniors. Mm-hmm. Like that's about as much as we can really.
It's hard as exhibition, but that hit got me going.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Yeah. Frank Nazar, where was that? Does he just hate Sweden?
I don't know, man. That looked like it hurt, though. That one, I felt it through the screen.
I saw somebody on Twitter said,
Frank the Tank.
You're damn right, Sweden. Like, the Olympics. I mean, that was one of the biggest hits I've seen, especially for an exhibition like that.
Yeah. I mean,
tell your boy to keep his
head
up.
That guy probably wasn't going to expect to get blown up in an exhibition game like that.
Probably not. I hope he's okay because he did get taken out of the game.
He wasn't moving much.
No. Well, he got off, but not quickly.
Yeah.
No. But the boys, they're down 2-1 when that happened. Yep. And maybe it rallied them because, Cutter went off. I mean, 5-3 final.
I know we talked about it briefly in our last pod, but I mean, you gotta think, like, again, USA is winning this thing, right?
I feel so juiced. Like, I was a little nervous coming into it, especially we went down 2-0 in a scrimmy to Sweden yesterday, and I was just like every, like, passes.
Sweden has a chance to win it. They do. They do every year. Canada, too, but USA, they're the favorite.
Exactly, and it just, I don't know, I think the more this team gels, the more you're gonna see it. Like, they're the best on paper, I would say.
Yep.
So, you know, two good tendies. I don't think Fowler didn't play at all yesterday, I don't believe. No. It was just Augustine with the bump there, but yeah, I mean, Sweden's a good team. So even in a scrimmage, I mean, we'll take that and we'll take the juice from Frank Nazar mainly. I think that was the play of the night.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he didn't score, but God damn it, he got us going.
It was unbelievable.
So yeah, we want to see that. I mean, think if that happens in front of the children of Yost.
Oh,
Dude, they're losing it. Yeah. I think they're storming. They're climbing over the boards and giving them a hug. Mm-hmm. Like, it was that big of a hit. So that got us juiced up here. Final. Who are we gonna? So obviously we're picking USA. Who are they facing? Do we want to see Canada?
Sweden.
I do.
Canada or Sweden? I don't know. That'd be good. Yeah, I mean, Canada, that's always the best.
Well, Sweden's down forward now.
But yeah, body.
Sweden would be sweet. Yeah. Maybe like Slovakia is always good.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter who they play. I don't think it's going to be a win.
Just throw them out there. They're going down.
I would be shocked if they don't win this thing.
Okay. So we got USA.
I want to say Canada, obviously.
Okay.
Just for viewership.
Yeah. Give me USA over Canada. Where can you actually, let's just say maybe we want to make a couple bucks by throwing it down on the red, white, and blue. The good, team good guys, we can call them. I think that's DraftKings Sportsbook?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. DraftKings Sportsbook. All of the states that allow it are the cool states, people. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook. Use promo code THPN. That's THPN. You're going to get just a little bit of bang for your buck. Is that not right, James?
Yeah, you go download the app now and use promo code THPN. New customers get $150 instantly in bonus bets. Just betting $5 on hockey. That's code THPN. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
There you have it. James and I are going to be making a couple bucks over at DraftKings. But otherwise, like we said, we're kind of just... we're chewing our fingernails here waiting for the puck
to
drop.
If you had to hit money line for, I mean, any one of these schools in the Blue Bloods to win a national championship, where do you throw your money?
I'm excited to make that post later. So any of the Blue Bloods, who's going to win the next one?
Yeah, who are you putting your money on?
Can I choose? I'm going to say Gophers.
The Gophers will be the first Blue Blood? I'm going BU. I think it's this year.
Well, let's preview. So we're talking about, we saw a graph. We haven't posted it yet. It's coming out soon.
Yeah.
But there is a blue blood title drought, unless your name is Denver, because they won it 2 years or 1 year ago, whatever it is. North Dakota, 7 years.
Yep.
Blue blood. Boston College, 11 years.
I mean, BC could win it this year too. Shit.
BC's on there. BU, 14 years, 14 seasons. Wisconsin, people forget they were a blue blood.
Yep.
It's been a while, 17 years. 17 seasons, Gophers 20. That one kind of stinks.
Yeah.
Being Minnesota boys here. And then guess who has the longest blue blood title drought in the country, James, for Division I men's college hockey? No, they were back in, have they? Yeah, no, they haven't sniffed it. So not them.
Okay.
Who else you got? Maybe.
Northeast would be a blue blood, right? I mean, there's a lot of grit and history there.
No, I think they're going blue blood. So it has to be just based off of titles. So I think each one of these teams has at least four titles under their belts.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Northeast,
like UMD, sorry. I got a little bit offended looking at this list because UMD's not on there. I was just like, we've kind of been dominating, you know, until very recently.
Yeah.
But we only have three. So this is four titles or more
still like,
and a big program, then you're considered blue blood. So Michigan is your number one.
Wisconsin.
We already said Wisconsin. Michigan is your number one. 25 seasons before 1998 was the last time they won. Isn't that kind of crazy?
That's crazy.
And like, think of how many good teams
they could
have
still win this year. They could have
appearances.
A second half of the year, just have a hot second half of the year, make the tournament.
I mean, we saw that hit from Frank Nazar.
Yeah.
Like, they are definitely in the discussion. Wisconsin could break that drought, right? Like, every team
Minnesota
on this graphic
too,
is so good this year.
Yep.
Like, Michigan's probably, I mean, they're definitely the lowest ranked team on this list, which is crazy to think about. Their roster is
their talent. Yeah,
so,
yeah,
Blue Bloods, been 25 seasons since Michigan's won it. 20 seasons since the Gophers, 17 since the Badge hung up a banner, 14 for BU, 11 for BC, 7 for Nodak, and Denver is just laughing the entire time that they're listed on this because they just wanted a season to go. So, yeah, that's a fun graphic that we saw coming around. I mean, anything to get us going here, people. We are dying for college hockey to be started here soon. Another thing that we're going through is the photo contest of the year. Tons of submissions are coming through. If you saw that on our Instagram, definitely send us something. Unless it looks terrible, then maybe don't. But send that over to everythingcollegehockey@gmail.com. We also recommend DMing our podcast account because we're getting way too many submissions. So
yeah, I mean,
you want to do the Pucks and Deep pod. Yeah, if you really want to get added quick and make sure you don't miss the boat, probably go to our Pucks and Deep podcast page.
Do we want to go over the questions really quick that came through our Instagram story this morning? Because we posted saying, hey, if you know.
Oh, yeah. Is there any good ones?
There's a couple good things. I said, what should we discuss on the podcast today? And these fans had something to say. Colin Brady, VT. Vermont, period. That's
good
all
good Lord, you got there. All right, what do we got?
Vermont. That's it.
He just wants to talk about Vermont.
It's just Vermont, period.
All right. I mean, let's talk about the gut. So not a bad start.
Yeah.
If you're the gut, I think you were expecting to finish, or you're hoping not to finish in the bottom two. And guess what? Right now, they're tied with Lowell.
All right.
For spot number 8. So you're not in the bottom two. Guess who
next
is?
Next team?
Merrimack and Northeastern.
Next team? Maine.
Maine.
Also in the conference. We'll stay within the conference here.
I think if Maine finishes in third where they currently are, going into the Hockey East playoffs, that's going to give them a chance to at least get an at-large bid. And you have two of the best college hockey players on your team that are effing related. Like, enjoy it. Go to every game that you can. I know you already are because it's sold out. But Maine is all the way back. What else? What other questions we got?
World Juniors just discussed Frozen Four picks as of midseason.
Also, how about that World Juniors Celebrini hit today?
Yeah.
Can we just call it? Like, how is that a suspie? It can't be.
I don't think it's going to be. I mean, remember how hard Celebrini got hit this year? I know I was in college.
He's been getting crunched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's fine tossing for the game. It looked bad enough, I would say.
Bad enough, but it wasn't intentional.
I think his eyes were down at the last second. There was a turn pretty late.
Yeah,
I don't know. I hope he doesn't get suspended because the tournament needs him, first of
all.
Exactly.
I want to see him in there. Like we're saying, USA versus Canada.
I don't know. He's not a dirty player. It's the first kind of thing. He won't get suspended. I'd be shocked.
Good transition. Do we have some?
We do.
Macklin Celebrini content coming.
Him and Lane Hudson at BU. We got a little part one, part two action coming out. Made the trip to BU. I'm sure you guys have seen a couple pictures with Macklin, also with Lane. So got some stuff coming out with the boys just kind of as they go along their season here. Frozen Four favorites, I would say, right? I mean, this next question from a fan here is Frozen Four picks as a midseason. BU's got to be one, no?
BU.
One of them.
BU is definitely one of them.
BC.
Nodak's the one that's kind of jumping a little bit now after that series with CC. We haven't seen him since.
Denver's roster.
Yeah.
And the Big Ten teams, Michigan State. Michigan has a good roster. Minnesota could make it. I mean, I don't know. I think BU, BC is.
I think BU, BC. And then
there.
My other ones.
Those are not in the same regional.
Probably would be Denver and Michigan State. Yeah. I think they've just. Like, Wisconsin, too, though. I don't know.
I'm torn between. Are they going to stay hot? I don't know if Wisconsin State, if they're going to stay hot the whole year.
Yeah. Well, Hastings.
I think they're making the tournament for sure, but are they going to stay top? I don't know.
Hastings built for the tournament, man.
Top 8.
That's
all
the guy does.
True. Yeah.
Even his last year at Cato, they had no business making the tourney.
Yeah.
And he did. So I think I'm torn between who to take for Frozen Four between Badgers right now and Michigan State. I think Gophers too, man. I don't know. One Big Ten team is going to be in there.
Yep.
And it's going to be, I'm going to stick Michigan State just because they're solid top to bottom. Like, you got Trey Augustine riding high from a World Juniors gold. You kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Think that's not going to get him jacked up. Who's the guy from the Gophers, actually? They just got that big recruit yesterday. My brother was losing his mind. Do you see that?
Oh, no, I haven't even looked yesterday. I had
Gophers were tweeting out celebrations left and right. Let me pull that up.
Oh, they must have got a big name then.
Yeah. They said it's a great day to be a Gopher. That's, you know, they're just getting cocky when they lead it with that. They don't even say it. And then they posted it out. So let's see.
Is there anything official?
Jacob Kvaznica. I said that right, Miles. has committed to the University of Minnesota despite leaving the tournament early. Jacob was one of our top performers. I mean, this kid's apparently just a stud.
He looks big, yeah.
He looks like a big kid. My brother said he used to play baseball and just dropped tanks. So, like, he's clearly a multi-sport athlete. And, yeah, Gophers, great day to be in Minnesota. I don't know. Maybe they break the drought, but, yeah, I'm going to take Michigan State
over him. The Nooks.
God. Great. Probably not talked about the Nanooks yet. I'm glad somebody brought it up.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think they're making it to the tournament this year at this point.
It's not looking good.
They could still win the Independent Cup.
Hey, they've stepped up their social media game this year, too.
And the Jays.
And the Jays are the best in college hockey.
I'm going to say they have the jersey of the year.
Yeah.
For sure.
There's no doubt. A couple of them.
And not bad. They're 9-6-1. They're going to have to win out to make the tournament, though.
And it's possible under Captain Sorensen over there.
That's true. And Coach of the Year, Eric Lang.
Yep, that's true. So hoping we can make some content with him this season. So it could be a new video coming up. But
they're playing North Dakota January 5th and 6th. So if they...
We should go. And they're at Nodak?
Let's go.
Let's follow them to Nodak.
Yep.
Very possible that could be the next
thing.
And they
also face Arizona State twice in the back end. So you come out of there with 4 or 5
wins.
You
need Arizona State to win out, and then you sweep Arizona State. Yep. You got a chance.
And they did it last year.
Yeah.
People forget.
Yep. So, head to our YouTube page. That's where you can find all our videos. Cornell out now. We got Macklin / Lane
Cornell?
Hudson.
Did you say Cornell?
Yeah, we had the Cornell video. Miles killed that shit.
Was that versus like Harvard or something? Like,
yeah, that
the
was,
biggest
yeah,
rival?
That was a great game.
Let's
go get the atmosphere behind the scenes. They're at Cornell on our YouTube, everything college hockey. We also got the Macklin / Lane Hudson BU videos coming out. Again on our YouTube, so go subscribe to us, guys. Other than that,
Team ECH on Twitter. Follow us. We are going to be checking in on this World Juniors action. I'm sure Frank Nazar might murder someone in the actual game here.
Yeah.
If that's what he's laying down in an exhibition. So, it's coming up. USA might win by 8 goals. But otherwise, we'll see you guys for the holiday tournament. UMD Bulldogs probably going to take the Quick Trip Classic. And-
Got him! Got him!
And then you got the GLI.
Yeah.
To check out. So a lot of stuff coming.
A lot of games coming. Yep.
Have a great Merry Christmas, guys. We really appreciate the support here. So, just follow our pages. Stay safe and drink some eggnog. I don't know.
Yeah,
what
sure.
You're thinking? We'll see you around the bend here next week on Pucks in Deep.
And hey, if you're lucky, maybe the Dogs show up for the second half of the season. That's all.
I just said they're going to win the Quick Trip Holiday Classic. Badgers haven't been beat 2 years in a row.
That's true. That's true.
Ben Steves, 13 goals.
Mama's wrong again.
Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to our YouTube page. Last thing, I got to say it again.
Just mash it. You don't want to mash that subscribe button.
A lot of good content coming out. So, first interview with Celebrini, too, that anyone's done coming out. And Lane Huth, I haven't seen anything much with Lane either. So, good stuff coming. Go check it out.
Love y'all. Hey, now we welcome on two very special guests here. It's an Atlantic Hockey twofer, the best kind. Couple of Holy Cross Crusaders, a hot team, a team that no Hockey East team wants to face. And we got a couple of leading goal scorers for them on today. We got Jack Ricketts, Matt Guerra. Fellas, how we doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having us.
Hey. Doing great. Let's do this.
Let's go. And you got some nice Take Profit Trader merch on right there. We'll get to that a little bit later. I'm jealous. We have literally no TPT stuff. Isn't that BS?
No. Yeah.
We can cut that out. But the boys are coming off a big series win over UMass Lowell. You know, I know it's the holiday break right now, but you guys have got to just been feeling good about that series ever since it happened, right? Like just juice to get back on the ice.
Yeah, man, that was a good finish for us. So we're pumped to get back and take hockey back.
Yeah, it's a good weekend. Tie and then a win at home to finish out the first half of the season was awesome. So yeah, we're excited to get on to Quinnipiac and Merrimack after.
Let's go. Yeah, your guys' schedule for, you know, people sometimes talk down to the Atlantic Hockey. We don't like that. We don't do that. But your guys' schedule this year is legit. And
I mean, you got QPAC and then Merrimack right after each other, then AIC first year of home and home.
Like, right. Yeah. And you guys already played AIC and RIT this year too. So like, but yeah, next up doesn't get any easier here, playing the defending champs in their barn. You know, so let's talk about that. And like, how pumped are you for that matchup coming up here?
Yeah, fired up. I mean, they got a really good team, and we play a pretty similar system. So it's gonna be a really good bat out there to Connecticut, and trying to avenge last year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we had a good game against them last year, and it was close all the way up till the end. So I think. We got a little revenge here, and especially our coach coming from there, so we want to stick it to him.
Stick it to him. I like that. And there, have you guys played? Was last year's game? I should know this. Was it at your rink or at QPAC?
Yeah,
lost last year.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So is this your first time going against the Teletubbies in their barn?
The Teletubbies student section.
Yeah.
It's our second. We flip-flopped them sophomore year, too.
Yep.
So okay.
They got beat.
Okay, so they're
a good rank there.
They're due for a beating from the Crusaders. We talked about this on our last Holy Cross pod with James Sixsmith, legendary Atlantic. Like, he literally got honored for Holy Cross being one of the best all-time Atlantic hockey players. So shout-out to Sixer there. Shout-out to Matt Weary. We're, obviously friends of the pod here with TPT. But they told a hilarious story. Basically, they opened up the Quinnipiac rink, or they played against them after they'd won to the tournament, knocked off the Gophers. They're riding high, and then they just get shelled. I think it was 7-0. Like, they had a tough showing at Quinnipiac, and I can't remember the full story, but I just remember they're like, yeah, it was bad from the start. Like, so maybe you boys can get in there and help them out.
Yeah.
Fix that story.
Yeah, we got Ben's out loss too.
Like 7-0 to get it going.
But hey, making it to the tournament for Holy Cross is huge. What are the chances that Holy Cross is making the tournament this year again? I mean, the boys look just as good as last year, and you guys were close last year, but what is it going to take this year to get over the hump?
Yeah, I think, last year was our sort of first time getting to that spot and experiencing that. And I think, this year we got a lot of guys back that went through that little run there and realized, you know, how much it takes to win in college hockey, man. It's,
but especially the Atlantic, the tournament. I mean, it's so great, man.
Yeah, yeah.
There's got to be so many block shots in that tournament. I haven't watched one all the way through, like, every game, but I kind of want to just watch only Atlantic hockey tournament just to see how great it is. Yeah, it is.
Got to be a sponge of the league there for sure.
Oh, yeah. Just for Atlantic plofs.
That's it.
I like that. The Atlantic sponge of the week. Just let it pin. All right. Yeah. I do know your guys' exact block shot numbers. We'll get to that later, though. So just keep that up top. We're going to come back to it. So speaking of making it all the way to the tournament, how about all the way to the Frozen Four? Last year, it was Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Which is, you're even wearing the hat.
I am wearing Tampa hat. Shout out American Social, too. Great venue hosting us there.
But that. Yeah.
Thankful to TPT to help make that happen. All the fans that showed up for that Frozen Four event there. So we got another thing coming in St. Paul this year, but how great would it be if the boys can make it this year?
Yeah, no pressure,
TPT
fellas.
Back, yeah.
I mean, you're repping the merch right now. You know, just so, yeah, shout out to Take Profit Trader. You know, we're so pumped to hear, actually, they both added you guys both as the official NIL players signed under the Take Profit Trader family. Let's clap it up.
Yeah, huge. That's huge for the program.
That's a big one.
Yep, we'll take it on there. We'll take that.
We didn't get signed.
No, we didn't get signed, no.
We can't play for shit, but.
Nor can we trade for shit.
We're getting there.
We'll get there, but.
We're getting there, but yeah, we wanted to, obviously.
We're healthy scratches right now. There's no doubt about it. Night in, night out.
Yeah. I don't even want to talk about my bets either. So, like, both ends of the wagon. But for those of you that live under a rock, Take Profit Trader has sponsored ECH rankings, player awards for the past year.
Yep.
They've sponsored.
They've done well. The rankings are doing well. Bracket. We appreciate you guys for getting involved. All the fans out there listening. You guys killed the rankings for us.
Crusaders, you guys cracked top 20 earlier this year. Need to get you back in there.
Coach had to be happy Monday morning.
Oh yeah, you know Bill, he's scrolling through Twitter like no shit. He's like, finally, let's go. But yeah, you know, back to you boys. We want to kick it to you. Like, the spotlight's not on us and our rankings. You know, let's shout out for the NIL deals. That's huge.
Yeah, that is huge.
Everything in college hockey.
New to college hockey too. What is that feeling like for you guys? Like, talk about all of it.
The NIL has been really cool. You know, like having the ability to like make these partnerships like we did with Take Profit Trader and kind of help both sides of it has been really great. So we're excited to be with Take Profit Trader. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. Yeah, we're fired up.
Let's go. How did that relationship start though? Like, you know, obviously they're both James Sixsmith and Matt Weary, the two main contacts that we have. Obviously James, the founder of TPT, was former Holy Cross guy, former Holy Cross wagon. Is that kind of how it happened? He just showed up to a morning skate and you guys hit it off, or what happened?
Oh, so I'm from Orlando.
Oh, there it is.
And Florida now. So we skated a couple times in the summer and obviously saw all the Holy Cross gear and came up to me. We kind of built a relationship through there, but it's been really awesome, like getting to meet him and a bunch of other alumni and kind of build those relationships and networks.
Yeah, I think, you know, they've been helping, you know, us out a ton at Holy Cross. And I think they want to get that, you know, our name out there and represent the school a little more. And they've been, you know, helping us out a ton. So I think just through some alumni events, we met them and a couple of Orlando boys. So, yeah, it's been good to connect with them and they've helped us out a ton.
That's sick. Yeah, like our connection, I think similar kind of thing. It was with our guy, Austin Plevy, former college hockey player for Northeastern. I think just hit him up when they're at like some convention down in Florida. And just like, yeah, this guy's a beauty. He has a ton of points, it turns out, for college hockey. And you're like, yeah, he's an Atlantic hockey Hall of Famer. Yeah, like, damn right, he can score some points. And then it just hit off. And now it's been a great time just like going through the Take Profit Trader training with you boys. Like, I'm pretty sure you guys are getting the hang of it a little bit more than us. We're spending a little bit too much time counting block shots in the Atlantic and all that. But, you know, we're still trying to get our training wheels off. But, you know, let's talk about, you know, why this partnership made sense for you guys and why learning how to day trade, you know, it makes sense for most college and amateur athletes.
For everyone.
Yeah, like, well, obviously everybody, but
their
I
features,
think
yeah.
especially for them, like that's why it worked for James Sixsmith and why it's going well for the boys so far right now.
Yeah, I think Gary's already lost a couple bucks, but it's pretty cool. They, you know, the platform that they've allowed us to sort of work through. I mean, it's kind of cool learning how to trade a bit and use those resources and, you know, be able to access something while we're still playing hockey. I think that's like one of the biggest things is like we're busy. We're, you know, in college playing games, you know, practicing every day, working out. And we have this sort of on the side that we can, you know, learn how to trade. And then, you know, down the road, once, you know, we're playing pro and, or even if you, you know, you're working, it's something you can do on the side and mm-hmm. make a little bit of extra money.
Yeah. I mean, I got killed a little on the soybeans, but bounced back with a little bit of crude around now. So that's pretty big for me. But, you know, it made a lot of sense. I mean, obviously the Holy Cross relationship that that we experienced in Sixsmith made a ton of sense to do this partnership. And also the fact that on the futures market, we have 23 hours a day to be able to trade. So we can go through our class schedule, our practices and workouts, and still at the end of the day, and we can kind of play around on the futures market rather than doing it on the stock market. Closes at 4:30. So
yeah,
yeah. That is, I mean, like
it's the convenience of it. That's the biggest thing. Make some money, hopefully, right. Unless you're betting soybeans. It sounds like, and then you're good.
Yeah, soybeans are not hot right now. Yeah. It sounds like that's a tough piece. So soybeans, kind of like, you know, betting Anchorage, would we say? Or yeah, no, Stonehill.
Stonehill, yeah.
So, yeah, Stonehill always looks good to me. And it just doesn't. Hasn't paid off yet, but it'll turn around.
I don't think so.
But yeah, that's kind of like when we were learning from the guys at TPT. You know, we're still in the training program. I take it, Matt, you haven't passed yet? Have you gotten your stripes?
No.
No stripes.
Still working on it.
We'll get there. So as a collective, we all need to be better.
Yeah,
I think we can say that. But we're learning. You know, it's easy to learn. A lot easier than if you're just gonna become a stock trader overnight. You 100%. Know, while in college, because like you said, it can be done 23 hours a day. Like James and I work 9-to-5 jobs on top of ECH.
Well, and it's not you're not betting like, your money. You're not putting your money on the line.
Yeah, we're not throwing. What is it? You said it's like $25,000 to get started, kind of thing. Otherwise, if you did it on your own,
yeah,
you'd be trading on the kind of.
But this way is much more affordable option and it's again convenient.
Yeah. So even if you're losing on soybeans, you know, you're just taking that hit for like the monthly fee that you're paying, which is what, like $100-$150.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Not too shabby. I wish one of us had passed before this podcast, but we're getting there.
You expected me to pass?
No, I did not. I was hoping
I didn't expect
Matt,
you. You've bet this dude's bet Stonehill 10 times this year. And they're 0-16.
I also bet LIU first.
God. He's like, oh, it's like plus 800. I'm going to take it. And it's just loss.
Yeah. I like it. You're just going to attack me.
Yeah. No, well,
that's the move. I had LIU versus BC.
Point being is
looks so good early. Yeah. It looks so good. God.
Found it.
Why would I mean, is that kind of on the same note, though? Is that why you'd pitch TPT to other athletes? I mean, is that's the next step, right? Like, how do we get more guys on this for hockey? Especially, like you said, like even once your hockey career does come to an end, whatever that is. You can still go in and do this. You already know how to do it. Like,
yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think a big part of it too is like being able to put up that kind of money. Like nobody, none of the guys our age really have $25,000.
No,
sitting in a bank account to be able to do it all and get crushed on the soybeans. So, so it's awesome that you could subscribe.
I don't know why that's so
crushing
funny.
On the soybeans. Oh shit!
No, but awesome that you could subscribe like $100-$150 a month, and you get to like work on your craft within the market, and then eventually like you earn your stripes, like you said, and you can start making money for yourself and for Take Profit Trader. So
yep,
I think at our age, like it's a really good thing to do, like as kind of a side hustle, and then eventually one day you could even grow into like a full time career. So
it's a cool opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. Sixers calling us about, you know, some guy that started with the platform, and his first day he made like $25,000. So he's like, you know, it's kind of cool that it allows you to be able to do that. Of course, you can lose it that fast.
You can lose it just as fast. I feel like, you know, that's just being honest, But like,
it is
convenient. You can learn it. It is a good career option too. But, along with hockey, you can do it both at the same time. I'm just imagining, like, can you imagine if we went up $25,000 in a day, pulled out?
Oh, my God. We
just had a weekend on college
hockey.
Like,
we'd hit Vegas so quick. just like, see where this luck's really going. But, I mean, yeah, it's like you just a $150 training program, basically, until you.
Well, and Sixers kind of guided you guys through it too, right? Like little hands-on stuff too, so it makes it a lot easier, right?
Yeah, he's helped us. I definitely need to ask him for some more help because okay, I could use it. But we're getting there, so.
Yeah, yeah, they don't leave you on an island. Like it's actually like you have a, you know, a coach, so to speak, if we're doing hockey terms, or multiple. And they're checking in on you, like, you know, buddy, you can ring it around the boards or do this, do that, and then you figure it out as you rimmer. Go. Yeah, give it a little rim around the boards. Yeah, quick 40-second shifts. Don't be a hero. You know, they teach you how to become like an actual disciplined trader, so you're not just, you know, getting lucky when when Stonehill eventually hits, I'm gonna act like a genius.
Yeah,
but like, you know, that's really gonna be luck. So that's not the kind of trade that you want to get good at. You want to get good at trading soybeans or whatever it is. You know, like you need to figure it out as you go. If you stick with TPT, you get better. You know, you're going to see progress. Hopefully it's enough to put a giant stack of money on Holy Cross winning the Atlantic playoffs this year. Is that fair to say?
That's fair to say.
I mean, just start stacking it up. Let's talk about the boys getting ready for playoffs. Obviously, it's a ways out. We're at the halfway point right now. But aren't you guys just in a lot better position, you know, at this time than you were last year? You know, obviously being above 500, you know, everybody's kind of expecting the Crusaders to go deep this year. I don't think that was the case last year.
Yeah, 100%. I think, like, at the beginning of last year, we were still trying to figure out, you know, what we were doing out there, like, a little bit.
Yeah.
Took us a little to get the ball rolling. I think, you know, this year, I think everyone sort of knew that we were going to come in and, you know, we were sort of one of those teams that, you know, you didn't want to mess with at the end of the year. And I think the teams knew that coming in this year. So we've been getting everyone's best, and it's been a good ride so far. We've handled it pretty well. And I think just taking that forward and, you know, taking it till the end and one step further this year.
Have you guys noticed anything in your personal game that's grown since last season? Is there anything that you worked on the offseason that you're like, damn, I'm a lot better at this or anything like that, or no?
Yeah, we work on some Garzy skills. So, you know, some one-handed stuff. But no, I think just focusing on, you know, just strengthening what I'm sort of good at and, you know, going from there.
Getting pucks deep, basically.
Get pucks deep.
Who's been the hardest opponent that you guys have faced this year? Who's been the hardest to play against? You might have different answers on this one, but I feel like when we ask around the league, it's like it's always one team. That's just annoying to play against in the league, but I don't know. What's your guys' opinion?
I would say in terms of just like how they play, like LIU is really tough. They play a hard, gritty game.
We watched LIU to open up the season against Penn State, and like they shut them down. It was a 3-2 game. Penn State got a late goal, and it was because LIU kept going to the box because they do hit. They hit everything. I was just like, these guys are not going to be fun to play for. I don't care what team's on the ice. If it's number one in the country, whoever it is.
Yeah.
They look gritty and they look good this year. They haven't won as much games as they want to, probably, but
not yet.
They play a gritty style of hockey, and it is not fun to play against, as these guys can attest to. So, but LIU for you.
They took Connie from us, Grayson Constable, and man, he was out there. He's a tough kid.
The unit.
Yeah. Padded up.
Yep, that's it. Yep. So that, but is LA your answer as well? What do you say?
Yeah, I would say they're up there. Mm-hmm. They're always like they're a tough team to play against. I think we came out of that week with a couple banged up bodies.
We were lucky. We only played them one game.
That's nice.
And to open up the season too. You don't want an angry LIU team, you know, here in the second half. I'd say.
The second half's gonna be close though. I'm looking at just the middle of the Atlantic standings. Like everyone's separated by a point or two. You know, it's gonna be tight.
Yeah, and you got some like you still have to play AIC again. You mentioned Sacred Hearts coming up in February too before the tournament.
I just like it. Like I mean,
multiple times.
RIT is at 27 points right now, but they're still reachable. Like,
yeah,
you need some stuff to happen, but it's still reachable. First place is still attainable. So
is that the message in the building? Like what's coach telling you guys before you headed home for break? Like, you know, obviously don't get in too much trouble, but like when you get back, what's he saying to gear up for? Like, what's the goal to finish the season out here?
He really just wanted to focus on us staying in shape, like making sure we're getting on the ice, making sure we're in the gym still. So, so that we're ready to go. We obviously got to play Quinnipiac on the 30th and we can't give them anything less than our A game.
Yeah.
So, right. Sure that we come, do the stuff on our own for each other, and then be ready to go. Like when we get back to practices on the 26th, be ready to go on the 30th. But we're kind of just taking everything one game at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Going to go back and then home against Merrimack, and then get back into AIC in our Atlantic schedule. So
yeah, laying off the sweets.
It's got to be nice to be home, though. You know, at least for you. But like, just to have a week off of hockey for a second. You know, you guys work your ass off every day. Like, what's that like? I mean, do you guys feel burnout at all during midway point of the season, or is it more towards the end of the season?
No, I think during the season it's like the best time. Like you're in the rink every day with the boys. Like you're messing around, you're goofing off, and then and then you're getting serious. But I don't personally feel burnt out at all. Like I'm just excited to play games and see how far like we can push ourselves to be as good as we can.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, you take like you have a few day break and you're like, let's get back at it.
Back in the
you're in a routine. Yeah, I mean you're with the boys every day, blocking shots.
God, playing Atlantic hockey.
Yeah,
like the best. Like, do you guys feel
getting gritty?
Do you feel like more comfortable going against a Hockey East team just because you guys are under the radar? I mean, right now you're 3-1. Against Hockey East teams this year. Like, obviously, sweeping UConn, I think, put you on the map for a lot of people.
Mm.
Like, okay, the Crusaders not only went deep in the playoffs in the Atlantic last year, but they're taking down some solid teams. And then you did what you did to the Riverhawks a couple weeks ago. Like, do you feel your game matches up really well with Hockey East opponents?
Yeah, I think we always sort of take it to those teams. I think maybe they're not expecting it that much, but one of the things, like, one of our identity factors is like we don't sort of give up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that can sort of catch teams off guard where they're not ready for that. Sort of like that's sort of the Atlantic is, you know, tough and, you know, not giving up. So something that I think maybe they're not ready for, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously those teams are extremely skilled. They have great players, but it's kind of like talking about LIU, like where the LIU going out there? Like, they don't really want to play Atlantic teams because we muck it up a little more than they'd see in Hockey East. But yeah, we've had some really good success and they've all been close games. So yeah, I'd probably say like we've been very relentless and like Rick said, like haven't given up in those games and have been like really excited to play them, I think is.
Yeah, it all helps for sure.
If I'm Merrimack right now, I'm shaking in my boots. That's all
I'm going to do that same thing. I think
yeah,
Minnesota was shaking in their boots for a second in the tournament last year versus Canisius. Like, you do not want to play an Atlantic team. It's gritty.
Yeah.
There's guys that have skill and they hit more. I mean, that's just what it is. It's more grit.
Yeah, and you guys were right there. Common. You guys were right there with
Canisius. I want to see you guys back in the tournament. Like, we talk about Sixers, you know, them winning in the tournament and taking down Minnesota. Like, that can happen. It's happened before. It can happen again.
I did want to get into, you know, last year you guys were one game away, really one goal away, because you had two empty netters, I think, versus Canisius in their barn. So, like, you know, talk about, you know, how that experience you guys knocking off, was it AIC and RIT you knocked out last year? I mean, literally the blue bloods of the Atlantic in the last, you know, 5 years here, took them down. Like, I don't think people expected that. And then you had to go, it was like one more game, Canisius, tough C block, I'm sure, you know, Trevor Large, friend of the pod, we love the Griffs too, but you guys were right there. Talk about how that experience is, you know, going to give you a lot to build off of this year when playoffs roll around.
Yeah, I think we learned a ton from last year. Like we learned that we need to be good in the regular season. We were obviously on the road for all seven of those games, and it took us seven games. We were all three games with AIC, all three games with RIT, and then NISA. So I think we focus a lot more on every single point matters, because that could be the difference between us having home ice or us being on the road for playoffs. So we've really focused on that, and I think we've learned as a group just like how hard it is to win, especially in the playoffs in the Atlantic. So we have a huge core coming that came back this year. We have a math senior class that all experienced that last year. So I think we're ready to go for what playoffs does to us, and be ready to go to.
And man, being like one shot away, I think we had like three posts that game.
Yeah,
against Canisius. I'm like, then we go back there, and their home opener is against us, and they're raising the banner, and playing a video of them scoring their one goal. It's like, damn, like, you know, lights a little bit of a fire under us a little more. So
yeah, well, that's good. That's a good thing, though.
Like, yeah, yeah, use that.
You guys can definitely get back to the tournament this year. So,
and like you said, returning, you know, a lot of guys to this team, and just I think one thing that stood out this year is how many times, I don't know if it's been two or three, but goaltenders of the week. Like, you guys have, you know, two
good
solid
goaltending is massive. Yeah, and you got two
solid ten, like both guys. I'm looking right now over 0.926 save percentage.
Talk about the job they've done though, and what they mean to you guys. You know, while as you're playing out there, like how nice that is to have between the pipes back. A
couple
there.
Steel curtains.
And they've been studs all year. Like Grandy, obviously, was our starter last year.
Yep.
And he was our starter through the first few games of the season. He got a little injury. And then Gaylor came in and just did the exact same thing. He just stopped everything that came his way. They've both been awesome this year, and they're great guys to have in the room too. Like, normally goalies are a little weird and stuff. These guys are holding fire too. They're awesome. They're so funny to be around. Great teammates. So they've been huge for us this year, and they're a big part of why we've had some of the success that we've had. So
yeah, man, that's big, especially come tournament time. Like, that's gonna be massive. I think another big thing is getting home ice for you guys. I mean, you guys are. Top, you know, what is it, sixth place right now? Yeah. And there's two.
Somehow Mercyhurst snuck past.
One more point ahead of you.
I'm a little mad about that.
That's home ice is very attainable this year, though.
Easily. Yeah.
What would that mean to you guys to play in front of your home fans, though, just for the, you know, Atlantic playoffs? Are you trying to make your push to the NCAA tournament?
It'd be sick. I mean, like, a lot of teams don't like coming into our barn because it's tight in there and compact. But, like, when we get our fan base out there, it's loud. And I think being able to play in front of them would be, you know, something special that I want to do, you know, before I'm done here. So
100%.
Absolutely. We don't have too big of a rink, but we pack it up pretty well. And when it gets packed up, it is loud as any rink in the Atlantic. So it'd be awesome to be able to have playoff games at home for them and for us as well.
Yep.
I think it would be a big advantage for us.
Saw some Holy Cross jerseys in Tampa last year. We saw jerseys from every team, but I think Holy Cross is well represented as far as the Atlantic goes. I saw, like, RIT and Holy Cross. That was kind of it.
I think a lot of it was just North Dakota fans trolling, but
that could have been it too. There were a lot of Nodak fans as there was. I mean, but yeah,
they love that. I hope they were just straight up Crusaders.
I don't know. It was cool to see, like, just different jerseys, even from the Atlantic all over. Like, I saw six different jerseys. It was cool.
Yeah, we want to see. I mean, we need an Atlantic team getting past the first round. I'll say that.
If you guys make a run to the Frozen Four, like they did when Holy Cross was at Grand Forks there, everyone was a Crusaders fan that day versus the Gophers. Like, that wasn't a Gophers fan, you know?
Yeah.
You got everyone supporting you once you make it that far, so.
Literally. Yeah, like that's what people want to see. That's what college hockey fans
That'd be an awesome
see.
Scene. And I don't think it would happen in St. Paul this year because it's obviously Minnesota's involved, but.
Right.
It'd be a cool scene. We'll be rooting for you guys, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Is that another thing, though, like, you know, just a little bittersweet moment? Like, you guys are both seniors here, you know, likely your last year of college hockey, I'm assuming, here. You know, what's it like, just like, you know, this is the last ride with the fellas here with a very good team, but, like, this is it, you know? What's that like?
Yeah, I think we, like, play with that every night, too, like, knowing that. I mean, Garzy's an RMU guy that came in sophomore year, so... we've had a few years together now, and, you know, it's a bond that you grow. Anyone that's played on a team together, or, you know, like, that bond that you grow with those guys. So I think every night we step on that ice, there's a bunch of us out there that know that, you know, it's our last run here. So make it the best we can.
Yeah, I think we really focus on making every game count. You only play so many games in your college hockey career, and then when you kind of realize as a senior that it's almost over, you give that extra push to do absolutely everything to make it as successful as possible. So we obviously have a super close group of guys in our class, and as you said, yeah, I transferred here, but, like, we've had 3 years there, and we've been tight, all of us. So it's going to be sad once it's all over, but we want to do everything we can to make it as memorable as possible.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'm guessing, like, the, you know, the underclassmen too know that it's your guys' last round kind of too, right? They start to fight more and stuff like that too. So it all helps.
Yeah. So I did want to, I have like four questions about Robert Morris hockey because I love that RMU's back.
Let's just hit like one or two.
Okay. But yeah, obviously you were there, Matt, the final year before it got shut down because of President Howard, that So I cut that out, Lance. But yeah, talk about that situation. Like, that was such a good team. Like, I remember that whole thing. Like, Derek Schooley's still there. And then you guys played against them this year and you scored 2 goals in that game. Like, was that... So talk about the whole situation. But like, how sweet was that to go into RMU and drop 2 on them? That didn't feel nice.
Yeah, it was pretty special. It was really cool to get back there and to be able to play like the year they came back. They had a great crowd. So yeah, it was nice to get a couple goals against my old team, but obviously no bad blood with any of those guys.
No, yeah.
Except maybe the prep. That's about it. but no, I loved my time at Robert Morris. They have a great program down there and it's really well ran. So I have nothing but great things to say about them.
Good stuff. It's good to see him back. It's better for college hockey.
Yeah. And whatever happened to, is he still a president? I know he went to ASU.
I remember
he caused that whole thing and then he just fucking took off. Like I remember seeing that. That was some shit. But yeah, good for, I love that they're back in the Atlantic. They belong there. You know, also glad that the Crusaders, you know, you got the last laugh. Not that you're laughing at him, but it had to be nice. Like I was like, no shit. He scored twice. Look at that shit. Like, that's sweet.
Yeah, no. Awesome to get down there. It was a lot of fun.
Let's go.
Little speed round here and then.
Speed round?
Yeah, wrap it.
Okay. All right, boys. So we're going to run. Well, actually, I wanted to do one more.
You're, okay. We get one more
round. One more non-speed round question. Yeah. No, it's not Robert Morris. Oh. I want to do Robert Morris. I want to touch on both because obviously you guys had two completely different journeys to college hockey, like before even, you know, started RMU or to Holy Cross. So we can start with you, Jack, you know, growing up in Ontario, you know, playing juniors, the OJHL, the Oakville Blades. That's a great name.
It's a great name.
I love that. So, you know, talk about, so you're from Oakville, you played there. So you're definitely a legend in Oakville, I would say, but you know, how did that experience prepare you, you know, and what was it like for you?
Yeah. I mean, it was unbelievable playing in my hometown. I got to, you know, live at home, play juniors. I was there for a little while, 4 years, in the OJ.
It's a dream.
But it was a good experience, man. We had a hell of a team. I think my third year there, we made it all the way to, I guess it was called the NJAC then, but the national tournament, and lost in the semis. But yeah, everyone there that sort of I played with, we had an unbelievable team. I think we had 13 commits 1 year. And just being able to play in front of, you know, my family and friends and be here was something special, and I was fortunate of my time here.
Let's go. But yeah, so you know, growing up in Ontario, I would think obviously hockey's gonna, you know, come with it. But you know, growing up in Orlando, Florida, maybe a little different, or like, were you instantly pushed into hockey yourself, Matt?
No, definitely a little different. No, I wasn't pushing to hockey initially. I kind of did the little YMCA. You go do every single sport and kind of figure out which one you like. It was terrible basketball and all those other ones, but played roller hockey. Enjoyed roller hockey, but being in Florida, it was a little too hot, so ended up transitioning into ice, and that's kind of how I got started.
Let's go. Okay, I like that. So I did a little digging. We call ourselves the Nolf Podcast, so I like that you spent some time in the Nolf. The Lone Star Brahmas. I mean, what a name also right there. You know, talk about, you know, getting pucks in deep in the Nolf and how that prepared you to college hockey, then RMU, and then Holy Cross.
Yeah, Lone Star was awesome. It was so great to be able to live in like a big city. Like a lot of the junior places you go to, kind of nowhere. We were 20 minutes from Dallas, 20 minutes from Fort Worth, kind of wedged right in the middle. So it was an unbelievable experience. And yeah, the Dirty South is real. It's a league, but so many good players came out of there.
And
mostly Atlantic guys. So, but it was awesome. And then I think it really helped my game transitioning into college hockey at Robert Morris and obviously at Holy Cross now. So
let's go. Tachi, how to get pucks deep?
Yeah.
Maybe getting a fight or two. I did see you do have a suspy under your belt here in college hockey. Do we want to talk about that too? I don't know if it was a suspy. You got thrown out of a game versus Boston College.
My first ever game.
First ever.
Let's go. Let's go. Did the guy have it coming?
It has a probably turned last second. It was on him.
Some guy went to go get a puck in deep right at the red line, and I hit him. Just like kind of finished, maybe a little bit more than finish my head on him, but the back of gate to like let another guy in that was changing, and he just went right through the gate. Like, look. Yeah, I was
tossed. That was a good little scrum.
Yeah, I was tossed like a minute. My Holy Cross career.
A minute in?
That's nails. So like, he's meant for this place.
Like, this damn arm is good, man.
That's a great story.
Yeah, man. We need that kind of energy come Atlantic Plofs. All right. Like, I know there's not going to be a BC Eagle skating down, but like, just put someone in the bench. You know, like, whoever it is. Like, I'm glad. Jack, you still have time to get kicked out of a game, too. So I'm just going to throw that out.
We need wins, Connor. Not time to lose.
He's like, all right, let's, one day's coming up. Okay. Here we go. Let's pick, maybe not Quinnipiac or Merrimack.
Yeah.
Maybe they might need you on the ice for those ones, but. You guys have Stonehill coming up? No, I don't.
Come on.
We'll cut it. So let's go to a speed round to wrap up here. We're going to do quick questions, quick answers kind of thing. So just put yourself, it's going to be like an intense window. We throw in the sound animations later. So just put yourself in that space. But all right, shout out of the cannon. Who has more block shots this year? Oof.
Jersey.
Right now, Jack's leading.
What?
Jack. By one. Jack's at 13. Matt, you're at 12.
Wow.
So, I mean, some respectable numbers for forwards, but can we, you know, what's
that's
the over-under
pretty good
at?
For forwards at this.
Yeah.
Still at halfway point.
I'll take those numbers. Can we get it to 25 plus?
25.
End of the season?
Well, yeah, deeper in the playoffs, we'll get it there.
Yeah.
We'll pump those.
Yeah.
Hammer it?
Yeah, I'm hammering that for them.
Okay. All right. All right. What's the final? Do you guys have a goal amount number that you're aiming for this season?
For each player?
Yeah. How many tucks are we going? Because it looks like, you know, Jack, you've increased each time.
Matt, Let's do a combined.
Combined?
Okay. Yeah. Give me a combined number.
Yeah. Combined tucks. So Matt, you got 7 right now. Jack, you're at 9. We're at 16, gentlemen. What are we trying to hit?
That's a lot of tucks.
38.
Whoa.
40? Yeah, can we make it a clean 40?
Oh, I like the 38, though.
Right,
I like that 38
was very specific,
but
I know what's going to happen.
Now. Yeah, they're going to get 38.
That's a good... Okay, I like that. All right.
You got 40.
You got 40? How about who's the best like looking guy coming to the rink? Who's got the best sty on the team?
On the team?
Yeah, on the team.
Just, Crusaders coming in.
Myself.
He thought about it for myself.
I'm gonna go with Petrullo.
Okay. It looked like that answer threw you off a little bit, Matt.
He's like, oh, he's calling his own number. I love it. How about favorite jersey you guys wear? You guys have some good J's. I like them. They're clean. Favorite one that you guys wear, though. You guys might have a different answer for that one.
I like our whites.
Yeah.
I like our blacks. We just wore them for the first time against Lowell. We just came
in.
Yeah,
they look clean.
Ooh.
They look clean.
Yeah. What are you thinking for? So, Plofs, you have one game to win. Which one are you pulling out? Like, which one do you feel best in?
I think it'd be
probably black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Black. Clean?
Yeah.
All right. How about both your jersey numbers? Y15, Y12?
My dad's twin. Or 15.
Like that.
I transferred in.
His story's always so crazy.
Just like, that's what they gave me.
And I got f***ing tossed 1 minute in.
Okay, here you go.
All right, what's the final score at Quinnipiac December 30th? Be there if you want to just throw down Teletubbies. They deserve to get hit, but what's the final score?
Oof.
4-2 us.
3 empty net, tight game.
Yeah, tight one.
Empty netter. I like. Anybody getting tossed? No.
No one's getting tossed.
Maybe Rope.
Hopefully.
Yeah, who's the biggest
Rope
dude on
the team? Got tossed last year against them.
Ooh. Okay. Who's the biggest dude on the team that like you wouldn't mess with? Is it Rope? It sounds like, or I don't know. Who would you vote?
Probably Higgs. Higgins.
Oh, yeah.
Big dude.
Boy.
Okay. You agree with that, Jack?
Yeah.
What about
Rolls up there? What? Teddy Bears, though, they're just big.
Favorite rank you guys have played at in your college career on the road?
Yeah.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame is awesome. I'd say.
Say what? Say that again. Sorry, cut out.
North Dakota.
North Dakota. Oh,
yeah. Not bad, Barn.
Both good. Both good. My favorite. Top 10.
What about the favorite goal that you scored in college hockey?
Like, who was against?
My first one. First shot in college hockey.
Ooh, damn.
Efficiency.
I know that.
Okay.
Probably last year against Boston College. Had a nice little goal.
You didn't get kicked out of that one, huh? You
stayed around.
Come on, man.
Oh, this is against BC? I like that. Okay. There we go. What about like pregame rituals? You guys superstitious at all? Or like, what do you have to do before you skate out there?
I think Darcy and I usually walk to the sewer mess together. That's it.
That's it.
Clean. Okay.
Yeah, I got a bunch of little things like how I put on my gear and take my sticks and what time I like step up to go out to like the hallway before practices and then the whole like warm up routine and all that stuff. And then at the end, Rick's and I take one timers with each other at the very end. I flip pucks into the stand, so it's a whole fun.
That does sound like a process. Okay. But then it ends with some sewer. Okay. Who's winning sewer usually?
Probably one of these guys, huh?
Yeah. It's corruption.
It's usually me.
Yeah.
Rick and all the guys, they are corrupt.
It's all rigged, huh?
Yeah.
We're just good.
They'll never get out. Something happened. There's always a new player hopping in. Oh,
that's tough. Okay. So it sounds like rickets, but corruption.
Corruption, yeah. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
It can be. It doesn't I did want to talk about Huntsville. You guys ever play Huntsville?
I did.
I'll say one of my questions was, does anybody else miss Huntsville? So you can just go from there.
Everybody misses Huntsville.
It was warm. Boys, right? You get to travel there. And warm out.
Yeah, like win or lose. I mean, usually Huntsville is going down.
Yeah,
but they were having a good time out there. It seemed like it was a great.
It seemed like the grittiest place to play in college hockey.
Yeah.
What is the grittiest place to play in college hockey? What barn is it?
Yeah, that's a good finisher.
Mercyhurst is tough.
RMU.
It's
old. Yeah, RMU.
RMU is up there.
He had to drive to the rink too. It's a great spot, but like it was gritty.
Shit, Mercyhurst, RMU. Is Dwyer Arena gritty or is that not bad?
Where's that?
Niagara. Isn't that? I think it's called Dwyer Arena.
I've never played there.
Really?
I did. I played freshman year. That's a gritty one, too. There's just so much purple there. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like one of the first rinks you unlock in EASHL. Yeah, like with the curved roof. I always saw that. I'm like, and then you can put like one color on it, and that's what Niagara
it's
did.
It just the whole thing's purple.
Purple. I was like, that's sick. So
that's a great wow. Analogy.
I always respected
that was good.
It. Yeah, thank you. And then
Huntsville had to be there when they were a team.
I know.
I'd say Anchorage. Have you guys played at Anchorage or Fairbanks?
Ooh. No.
Fairbanks is sick, but Anchorage doesn't have a rink. I don't think they're playing on like a.
It's just grit.
Yeah. All right. What about, final question. What's the future of Atlantic hockey here? Are they going to expand it or are they going to like break it off? Because it's at this point, it seems like we're going to have like 15 Atlantic teams, you know, because there's so many waiting in the wings. We got LIU, Stonehill, you know.
Stonehill's not.
Both at Alaska's. They got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, what's the future of the
What do you guys think is best for the Atlantic?
Yeah. Yeah. What's best for it? Because it's our favorite conference. So go ahead.
Yeah. I don't know. I think, like there's a lot of teams already. There's other conferences out there too that I think
that could host them,
could bring them in,
could take some. I think, yeah, bring some in. I think going two more or like too many more teams is gonna.
Yeah,
I don't think is
beneficial.
The ideal thing, but I mean,
I think the Atlantic Hockey's kind of proven that like that they're on that playing field with all the other conferences, so. Mm. I don't know. I hope not too many teams leave to go to other conferences, or hope that not too many teams get brought in.
Just keep it the same way.
We can keep
Yeah. I mean, the league's good right now, so we don't. Tighten no it, changes yeah. are needed.
I like 11. I think the only so if 12 anything, would 12 be, would be the most.
Yeah, I think LIU would be a good fit. LIU would be a good fit for that.
Because ECAC has 12, it works.
Yeah, but I don't know if you guys want to play LIU because no one wants to play LIU. The hitting. That's just, I got to play them two times at least.
That might be a tough team in the playoffs.
Yep.
Yeah, they fit right.
They fit right in. LI, so you'd rather have Lindenwood in there so you don't get hit as much. Maybe.
Oh, they're gritty too, no, yeah. I mean, I'm excited to see what you guys do the rest of the season, though. I mean,
yeah, we're fired up here.
I can't wait for the tournament already. I know we have a lot of season until the tournament, but
yeah. It's well, always the first, best. I think the first thing that's on everybody's mind is December 30th. Like, we're starved for college hockey right now. There's literally nothing to watch but, you know, World Juniors exhibitions.
Yeah. It'd be a big win for you guys.
So, yeah.
That'd be huge.
Get out there.
Quinnipiac hasn't lost. They've been killing teams too. So I mean, it's going to be a good test.
Yeah. Maybe put Colin Graf through the boards would be your best shot to get started.
Stay in
there,
the game, but
put him in the bench. Yeah. Put him in the bench, I think.
Good luck though. He's shifty.
One big shift. But yeah, thank you boys for joining us. Shout out to TPT for bringing us all together here.
Yes, sir.
Take Profit Trader. Again, we do have a promo code. We'll throw that in at the end here, but, all right, guys, quick break in the action. Want to talk to you about our proud sponsors over at Take Profit Trader. For those of you who've been living under a rock, they've been helping us not only on weekly awards, rankings. They sponsored our bracket last year. They've also been putting a little bit of ching in a lot of people's pockets. That's over at Take Profit Trader. And right now, we're learning the ropes. I mean, if James and I can plug in there and get the job done, who can't? You know, and let's be clear. We have not figured it out yet, but we're getting close. We're right there. And guess what? Anybody can go in there right now and get 50% off how to learn. You think we got 50% off when we joined? No. I wish. Doesn't that sound sweet? People can right now. That's right. 50 and free is your promo code over at takeprofittrader.com. You get 50% off your account and you get a free account once you pass the test. I think we should just go in like incognito window, be like, hey, it's us. And then like, what if we make it? Then we get two free accounts. Huh? You're double trading here, people. Use code 50 and free. That's 50ANDFREE at takeprofittrader.com. And, you know, let's see what happens. Get some trades in deep. Why not?
I love it.
So shout out Take Profit Trader. Shout out TPT. 50 and free is the code at takeprofittrader.com. And now back to the podcast. Shout out to TPT and, you know, Holy Cross for letting us have two of the best goal scorers in the Atlantic join us here for this long here. So thank you, boys. And we're pumped to watch the Crusaders, you know, finish the rest of this year here strong.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Absolutely, boys. Good luck.
Thanks, gents. All right, there you had it. Jack Ricketts, Matt Guerra, two NIL players for Take Profit Trader, which means they're near and dear to our hearts. And then you throw Atlantic Hockey on top of it, and I feel like they're our own kids. You know, what couple of just great guys. It's been awesome getting to know them through this whole process. So, like, we're literally trying to pass so we can day trade and be, you know, make some money on the side here. We haven't gotten there yet because of soybeans, you know, a lot of red tape, you know, just keeping us out. But we're grinding. I'm excited to grind that more with them. I mean, the boys are lighting it up right now. They're what, 9-7-1? They have three wins against Hockey East opponents.
I love it.
Like, the only tough matchup so far in the Atlantic has been against the best teams, AIC and RIT.
Yep.
They have another chance with AIC coming up here. And I think they're going to run Quinnipiac.
Big statement game opportunity, with Quinnipiac.
Quinnipiac, so we'll Merrimack, back-to-back. Put them on the map even more so, and then Atlantic
Plus. Quinnipiac will stand all season long because they're going to beat everyone else in the ECAC the rest of the season. So,
yeah, you want pair-wise?
Yeah.
Get that W.
Get
on,
that W.
On the road, too. Mm-hmm. So gritty. I want it. So
that'd be huge for him.
Fired up. Thank you again to Matt and Jack for joining us. Thank you to Take Profit Trader just for setting this all up. Really, guys, they've been huge for us, for our rankings, for our awards, for helping us out last Frozen Four. We're very pumped to be partnered with them. So again, shout out to Take Profit Trader. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week on Pucks and D. The tingles. Never hunt. Come on.